getting their message out. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. With Congress now into their August recess, Tennessee and American farmers are hoping to get a message out to lawmakers that they need a farm bill passed this year. And the devastating effects of the drought that's persisting over half of the country only underscores that need even more. Weekly County row crop farmer Gary Hall says the extreme weather patterns over the past few years should indicate the need for a strong farm bill now.
The ups and downs is the most I've ever seen, and that makes the farm bill more important than ever. They've stripped more money, more programs out of the farm bill. The crop insurance seems to be the main thing left, and it's probably what everybody's looking at now. The corn crop in most all of West Tennessee, your revenue is going to be determined by your crop insurance and all. And what few don't have crop insurance, they've got severe problems.
While it's still too early to determine the effects of this year's drought on how yields will turn out this fall, farmers already know it won't be a bumper corn crop.
We got great corn plants as a whole. Problem is the ears just didn't develop, and what developed are so small. And we're looking at 35 to 40 bushel, where normally we're going to be 135 to 160. We're totally dry land, and so we're dependent on Mother Nature for our substance there.
Obion County farmer Ty McConnell says he too was hit hard on his corn crop this year by the drought, and he, like others, is concerned about not only his livelihood, but also to maintaining a domestic food supply.
We could be at the lowest stock levels we've been in years, and if we were to have another drought next year, then that would be devastating to farmers financially and to our food production nationwide.
And Tennessee farmers are hopeful Congress will hear the message that a farm bill needs to be approved this year. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.